जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावनचारी जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवृताचार्य स्तोत्र स्तोत्र सतशिशी ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवृताचार्य स्तोत्र स्तोत्र सतशिशी भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद के नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कवज श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत कथाधार शिवास दि गौर भक्त ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासा ततो जायमुदीरहे नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. Hare Krishna. Today we are taking the Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Slok number 29. And Suta Uvacha Shrotva Bhagavata Proktam Phalguna Paraviraha Swashtavastam Parikramya Brahmam Brahmastram Sandade. Suta Uvacha Shrutva Bhagavata Prokta Phalguna Paraviraha Svashta Vastam Parikramya Brahmam Brahmastram Sandade. Suta Uvacha Shrutva Bhagavata Prokta Palguna Paraviraha Spashta Vastam Parikramya Brahmam Brahmastram Sandade. Suta Uvacha Alguna Paraviraha Svastam Parikramya Brahma Brahmastram Sandade. Suta Uvacha Shrutva Bhagavata Prokta Alguna Paraviraha Svastavastam Parikramya Brahmam Brahmastram Sandade. Suta Uvacha Sutva Bhagavata Proktam Palguna Paraviraha Svastavastam Parikramya Brahma Brahmastra Sandade. Mataji. Suta Uvacha Sattva Bhagavata Proktam Pashta Vastam Parikramya Brahmam Brahmastam Sandade. Suta, Suta Goswami. Uvacha said, Suta, after hearing Bhagavata by the personality of Godhead, Proktam, what was said? Phalguna, another name of Sri Arjuna. Paravira, the killer of the opposing warriors. Sustat, after touching. Apaha, water. Tam, him. Parikramya, circumambulating. Brahma, the Supreme Lord. Brahma Astram, the Supreme Weapon, Sandade, acted on. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, Sri Shruta Goswami said, hearing this from the personality of Godhead, Arjuna touched the water for purification, and after circumambulating Lord Sri Krishna, he cast his Brahmastra weapon to counteract the other one. We'll go for the next sloka, 30th. Samyatanonyam ubayaste tejasi shara saurate avratyarodasi kancha vavradaterkavannivat. Samyatya, by combination of anonyam, one another, ubayoha, of both, tejasi, the glass, shara, vipan, sampehe, covering, avritya, covering, rodasi, the complete fireman, kamsha, outer space also, vavardate, increasing, arkha, the sun glow, vahini, vat, like fire. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the rays of the two Brahmastras combined, a great circle of fire, like the disk of the sun, covered all outer space and the whole firmament of planets. Purport, the heat created by the flash of the Brahmastras resembles the fire exhibited in the sun glow, the time of cosmic annihilation. The radiation of atomic energy is very insignificant in comparison to the heat produced by the Brahmastra. The atomic bomb explosion can be at most blow up one globe, but the heat produced by the Brahmastra can destroy the whole cosmic situation. The comparison is therefore made to the heat at the time of annihilation. Om ajnanatimirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuru militamena tasmay sri guruve namaha sri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sagana Ragunatanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Anvitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I seek the blessing of all you Vaishnavas. So, actually, we took both the slokas. One is 29. Here, Suta Goswami said, because Lord Supreme Personality of Godhead asked Arjuna to counteract the Brahmastra which has been used by Ashwatthama. So you have to counteract. So Arjuna, with great devotion, he purified himself and circumambulated Lord Krishna, and then he used his Brahmastra. Next is, the rays of both the Brahmastras was so fiery, it was like a disc of a sun, and very heavy outer space heat has been fomented, started to entire planets. So, Purport Srila Prabhupada says, heat created by the flash of the Brahmastra resembles fire exhibited in the sun globe at the time of cosmic annihilation. The radiation of the atomic energy is very insignificant in front of this. It's highest. Atomic energy is not that high. This is so much. The heat produced in these Brahmastras. Even atomic bomb explosion can be at most blow up one globe. But the heat produced by the Brahmastra can destroy the whole cosmic situation. The comparison is therefore made to the heat at the time of annihilation. That time it is being used. It is very, very dangerous situation. So, when the thing takes place this way, Lord Krishna asked Arjuna to counteract it. So he used his Brahmastra. As per Krishna's instruction, Pandavas used to follow everything. And what happened was, this Brahma Bandhu, which he is called as Brahma Bandhu Ashwatthama, he killed so many people from the tent of that earlier night, and they have killed 5 sons of Draupadi. So immediately Krishna said, just attack him and kill him. That was the thing. When Arjuna and Krishna went over there, he understood, he immediately used his Brahmastra. But he could not take back that Brahmastra because his piety has been reduced. He could not do that. That's why Arjuna had to counteract. And same Brahmastra, one thing he, even though he could not take it back, but he can direct it somewhere else also. The same Brahmastra he directed to Uttarasum, where Parikshit was there. So it was still more dangerous. So Lord Krishna, because Uttara was crying for the Lord, Krishna's name, immediately the child was getting roasted. But Krishna went within the womb, and he protected the child. That is Parikshit Maharaj. This is particular things what we can hear
Because Krishna can protect everyone, everything. So here, this because of our great war as Kurukshetra, that was the result. Many of the people died, and even Dronacharya left his body. So Ashwatthama was so much in anxiety, he was in anger, so many things. But before this war, before the war, Krishna tried his best as a peacemaker, Shantidut. He tried his best. And, you know, the pride of the Duryodhana and team was so much, even Duryodhana said, finally Krishna was asking 5 villages for this. They were supposed to get half a kingdom, but 5 villages will be okay. But Duryodhana was so much pride and, you know, dushta buddhi we can say. He was not allowing him. Forget about 5 villages. I cannot even give a tip of a needle. That much place I won't give. When I was small, when I heard, what a miser person, you are a tip of a needle, a person is not ready to give. What type of Duryodhana he was? I was thinking, because when we were in the school, before 5th standard, we had Bhagavad Gita and especially Mahabharata and Ramayana. In that tender mind, you know, I was thinking, even he couldn't give a tip of needle. It made me to think a lot at that time. The peacemaking thing, he did it. It was gone failure totally. They were not ready. So war was unavoidable. And you know, one more thing, actually I referred some of the Mahabharata from Kumara Vyasa, that is, he has done it, Narayan, Gadugu, he has written that, Kumara Vyasa's Mahabharata. In that, some of the points I took it, because, you know, before the war was decided, before the war, again Duryodhan sent a message. There are some terms and conditions, so you should come for the meeting for Yudhishthir Maharaj. So Yudhishthir Maharaj was so scared. Now what he's going to do, I don't know. Because this team is, he was so much worried because last time I had been and they put me in that gambling match and I lost everything. Now there will be something they will be doing. So he requests Krishna, please come Krishna. I cannot face these people. You please come. He requests and begging Krishna. Krishna said, don't worry, I'll come. So Krishna with 5 Pandavas, they go for their meeting. It is a very important meeting. You know what Duryodhana and party says? Duryodhana says, you know, we don't have time to discuss all these silly matters. But still some or the other we are thought of going for the wars. That's why we wanted to put some terms and conditions. The terms and conditions is very clear. This war will end within 18 days, only 18 days time. It won't go further. This is first term. Then Krishna was the person, he said, okay. The second thing is that within 18 days, all 100 Kauravas should die. If they die, then a single person remains alive, Kauravas are victorious. See the condition, what was going on that time also, no? One person remains, Kauravas are victorious. Okay, Krishna said then. Then second thing, within 18 days, out of 5 Pandavas, if one dies, one person loses the life, Kauravas are victorious. Pandavas are looking each other in their face. What is this? What type of justice it is? Krishna said, done. See, even at that time, this particular things about the forget about land mafia today. Earlier also it was like that. So just see, when Lord was there, that time the things were there. It was very, very strong condition. Krishna said, I will take it. done. You know, that thing got over. Everything was ready. And Krishna came with Arjuna, with his Indradatta's chariot. Arjuna said that story, you know, I wanted to meet both the party, who are the people are interested for the war, I wanted to see them. So Krishna brought them in the front. That you know, Arjuna got bewildered, he never wanted to fight. In first, Bhagavad Gita's first chapter is the same thing, he is crying, it's not right, he's... But second chapter, third chapter, he said, considering you as a guru, Krishna, you advised me. So Krishna advised, Bhagavad Gita subject got over. Then at last he got up with this Gandiva, I am ready now. Then everything is ready, then they saw that this person, Yudhishthira, has just came down from his chariot and walking. These are all people are thinking why he is going to just to do some sort of agreement or something, they don't want to fight or something like that. So, all are very surprisingly watching. But Yudhishthir straight away went there to Bhishma Pitama. And he gave Dandavat there. And Bhishma Pitama came down and he embraced him. And he was asking, I wanted your blessing. Bhishma Pitama, I wanted your blessing for this war. Bhishma Pitama was very, very happy. Vijayi Bhava, he is giving blessing immediately. So, and he was asking, they were very close. Pitama, how to defeat you, Pitama? He says, it is very difficult to defeat me, but when the day passes, I will give you the hint how to defeat me. Don't worry. But victory is for you, nothing to worry. So both are talking. Then he's gone to Drona. He gave Dandavat there. Drona came down. He blessed him. Vijayi Bhava. Then Drona, he said, never hesitate to fight with me. The same thing Arjuna also has to do. And if you do that, I curse you all. If you hesitate to fight with me. So I have full faith and you are going to be victorious. Because they know Krishna is there. Third is Kripacharya. He goes to Kripacharya. Takes blessing from Kripacharya. And Kripacharya also gives the same thing. Vijayi Bhava. And then he said, you can't defeat us. But one thing is there. When Krishna is there, it is possible. It is possible. So what happens is, I'll take one small incident of Bhishma Parva. About 9 days, war gets over. Nothing happens. Because out of this, 5 Pandavas, none was lost alive. So, this Duryodhan was very unhappy. He goes to Karna and says, Karna, what is this? Our old man is not doing anything. So, you do something. So Karna said, you make that old man to get retired. I can do something. So, he goes there to Bhishma and said, Pitama, you are showing lots of compassion. You got lots of love to Pandavas. You are not doing a right war. No result has come. What is the use? And in that Kumara Vyas Mahabharata was saying, did I not tell you earlier? You cannot win this because Krishna is there. You can't do that. However best we may be. But then he started crying. Because he could not see the cry. He says, okay, I'll do one thing. I'll try all my best. And one thing I'll do, I'll try to kill these 5 Pandavas tomorrow. That's all. Then with these very auspicious mantras and all, this five arrows that you all know about it. Five arrows he takes out. These five arrows I am going to kill. So, our Duryodhana, he says, it is, let me take that five arrows. He takes that five arrows and I will give you tomorrow. I will hand over to you tomorrow, Pitama. He takes, brings it back. And be careful. Krishna won't allow this. He warned him. But still he bought it. Here what happens is, Krishna asks Arjun, just go to the camp of Duryodhan. So, Bhishma Pitama has given him five arrows. You go and ask that. Because how you'll ask? You have helped him. At that time, one time, you have helped him because you have saved them. Saved him by these Gandharvas. So that time he said he wanted to give you a boon. You said, when the time will come, I will take it. But today is the time, you go and collect the boon. So, Arjun comes because it is called Dharma Yuddha. These laws, you know, daytime they'll do particular war, then they'll go and meet and whatever the things are there. That was called Dharma Yuddha that time. So, and he goes to camp of Duryodhan. Duryodhan was very happy because he thought he, in the last phase I am seeing him. Tomorrow you won't be there. My dear brother Arjun, what do you want? You tell me what you want. I will do everything. You don't want the war to continue? I will stop that also. You tell me. So he said, there was a boon. You have promised me that you have to give me that. What is that? I am ready. Give me that five arrows of Pandavas. The Bhishma Pitama which has given. He gives. And who told you? Krishna told you. He comes back. He comes. Next day, Bhishma was asking, as you know, he said, no, not there. Who took it, Arjuna? Who told Krishna? I told you, no, you can't do that. Anyhow, I will try my best. So Bhishma was struggling very hard to kill Arjuna, you know, very hard with all full potential. He was a disciple of Parashurama. With all efforts he was doing. And these, Arjuna could not even lift that Gandhi also properly. So much he was covered everything. Even Krishna got hurt also so many times. And finally he understood Arjuna cannot proceed these things. He was hurt. Immediately Krishna jumps out of this chariot. And there was a fallen wheel was there of the chariot. He takes it and goes to Bhishma. I'll kill you. What do you think about yourself? I'll kill you with that wheel. Just I'll kill you now. Enough. So Arjuna ran and he caught hold of his leg and no, not to do that. But he just pulled him long. And he, I'll kill you. So immediately Bhishma Pitama dropped his bow and arrow and he was praying. Because of one of the devotee, you broke your promise. You are not supposed to take Shastrastra with you. I could see that. You can kill me. So finally what happens is, the sun sets and that day's things get over. Then again, Vidushya Maharaj goes and asks him, how can we defeat you, Pitama? Pitama said, you make Shikhandi to stand in front of me, I'll stop the war. I'll stop fighting. So the same way they do it, Shikhandi comes in the front, he surrenders, and Arjuna allows him to sleep on bed of arrows. He is retired. That's the thing, how Krishna did that. Second thing is, Dronacharya, that you know, he is also such a great person. They are all Ichha Maranis. Whenever they feel like they can die, otherwise nobody can kill them. So that's why you know that Krishna made the one elephant to kill. That elephant's name was Ashwatthama. So Bhima went and killed that elephant and Ashwatthama died and asked Yudhishthira, you just declare It should be heard from Dronacharya. Ashwatthama hataha narao kunjarao. At the time of Kunjara, he could not hear. They just blow the conch shell, nothing. Immediately Drona was thinking, how can my son can die? He is also Chiranjeevi. But because of his sinful activities, he must have been got this. Anyhow, somewhere or other, I will go and see. Because he had a neck, with the body, the soul used to go. So immediately asked Drishtadyumna to just make the body cut and finish. That was the thing, how Dronacharya's things also got over. And even Karna's case also, I'm just giving a brief about this small thing. How Karna's case, earlier only Kunti went and asked Karna, she told, I am your mother. But he was saying, what do you want? But he said, once you leave the arrow, then second time you please don't use it. He said, okay. That same Sarpastra was there in Karna's. That Sarpastra comes immediately. When they are shooting, you know what happens? The Sarpastra was supposed to cut the Arjuna's neck. The Krishna made that entire chariot down about so much, 4 to 5 inches. So Sarpastra took back his upper side of Kirit. That took it. And Sarpastra went back. Now you see, Krishna has made it, the chariot, they have made it down. Now you shoot me against the chest. I can remove the head of Arjuna. So that time Shalya was chariot driver. So Shalya said, do it. So Karna said, no. Once I use the arrow, that same arrow, I cannot use it. So Shalya goes out of it. And that was the time Arjuna asked, he just said, because what happens is, when one arrow Karna just shooted to Arjuna's rath, Arjuna's chariot, the entire chariot lifted, and it was like a Gandiva's size, that chariot went back and fall. So Krishna said, Shabas Arjuna, Shabas Karna. When seeing this, Arjuna said, what is this? He is encouraging Karna. Then seeing that, Arjuna lifted his entire chariot, put it about 100 feet like. So Krishna didn't say anything. So he was asking, you are not appreciating me. How can I appreciate you? Whatever the chariot has come, it has come from Indra. Your horses are not ordinary. It is like, the weight is like earthly planets. So much weight is there. And in your chariot, who is sitting up? Hanuman, Anjaneya. So high, having a so much high weight. And Triloka Vijayi Partha. You are the person here. And Akhilanda Koti Brahmanda Nayak, I am here. With the entire thing the people he lifted means, he is perfectly wonderful warrior. I am appreciating his thing. And he says, for guna, there is no masara. If you have a guna, you have to appreciate that. That quality, there is no masara. So immediately, Arjun shooted that entire thing has went down, It went down. There was no chariot driver. So Karna said, Arjuna, wait. So he was just gone and lifting that wheel. That time this person kept the arrow and Gandhi were down. Krishna was asking, what happened? Why you are doing it? So he said, he asked me to stop. He said, what do you think about it? See, Krishna, I could see the very wonderful quality. When he said stop, I could see my brother with the Yudhishthira's quality. When I see his face with anger, I could see Bhim's quality. His activities of fighting, he is like me. And his wonderful activities, but other things are like my younger brothers, Nakul and Sahadev. Five people's quality this person is having. Can you give me his introduction? Who is he? In war field, he is asking that. I could remember all my five Pandavas. Then Krishna said, yes. he said, you know, you are such a wonderful child, 16 years child, Abhimanyu, with the cheating these people have killed. Don't spare them, just shoot. Arjuna, he could not tolerate, because you remember that Arjuna, before that he killed Karna. Karna's thing also got over. And what I wanted to tell you, Krishna was the cause, because he has promised there, the five Pandavas he have to keep them. And he have to spare, he have to protect them. All five Pandavas. 18 days. And to kill 100 Kauravas also. This was the promise. Krishna has done it. So, here the thing is, Krishna is saving the world and he was the protector and he is the supreme personality of God and he have to make everything perfect. Kurukshetra. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. He have to create all those things. So here also, when Parikshit was protected by Krishna, same way, even Parikshit was protected, even at the time of, he had 7 days and seven nights. Krishna has to protect because he sent Sukadeva Goswami just to give him Bhagavatam. And Parikshit Maharaj was totally taken shelter of Sukadeva Maharaj and Bhagavatam shelter, 7 days and seven nights. He was fasting till death. This is the mercy of Krishna. And I will tell you, Prabhupada gives one sloka, Neham vikranmane usvasti pratyavayona vidyate, salpam api asya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. That indicates that you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. The soul should be uplifted. The soul has to get the upliftment. What upliftment? There should not be any bhaya. Bhaya means highest fear is that you should not go for the lower species. After this human form of life, we should not go for the lower species. That's bhaya. Every human being should have that. It's very difficult after that. So, you know, there's when Prabhupada started preaching this, this was the thing first he was started. You are not the body. You are the spirit soul. And protect the soul. Take this Krishna conscious nicely and perfect. Make this soul to not to reappear now. This should be your last birth. This is the preparation Prabhupada used to give us. See, even in MIT, Prabhupada in Boston, Prabhupada was asking, there are so many departments that you all know about it. They say we got chemistry, mathematics, medicine, everything is there. But Prabhupada asked, have you got the department for spirit soul? Have you got the department how to overcome the death? So they said it's not there. This entire department is not fully equipped, Prabhupada said. I have that spare things of doing that. And even in the Mangalarti, when we are singing Samsara Davanala, Prabhupada was there in once in Nainital forest. There was some fire was there in that forest. And it was huge fire. Prabhupada said, this is what we are singing every day. Samsara Davanala, blazing fire. This big forest that can be purified, fire can be extinguished only by the rain. But the devotees, their fire can be removed only by taking association of the spiritual master and Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada took the association of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He could get transformed. He was the man first trying for Gandhi movement, and with this association of devotees, that can be transformed. That blazing fire can be go off. That is 100%. This was Prabhupada. And Prabhupada says, what is the main thing is that, you know, it is very difficult to understand Prabhupada, whatever he says. And material world, you have to transform into spiritual world. You have to transform into spiritual world. What is real association, Prabhupada is saying? That is Sadhu Sangha. What is Sadhu Sangha? After Sadhu Sangha, there is no material attachment. That is really Sadhu Sangha. The same thing again Prabhupada says. What is the best darshan? We are having a best darshan of Radha Gopinath. People are going to Tirupati, Venkatramana's darshan, to Vrindavan, many places. We go and have darshan. Let me have darshan. And Prabhupada says, what is the best darshan you did? You stood in the front and you are taking darshan, avoiding all the people. That's not the darshan. Darshan means, once you come out of that, your entire material desire gets completely finished. That is real darshan. That is spiritual darshan. It is very tough to understand, but this is the truth Prabhupada has given. We have to make it to understand. And that is called best prayer. And what is the best prayer? Best prayer is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmanishware bhavatad bhakti rahituki. Up to the time you are not coming to that standard, our prayer is not up to the mark. His Holiness Parampuja Radhanath Maharaj was there in Jagannath Puri. Our Jagannath Ratayatra has gone to Gundicha, and we were about 300, 400 devotees. He called all the people, come, many years before. And we'll pray to Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva and just very seriously pray. We just folded hand, we were just saying. Maharaj said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani, janmanishware, bhavatad bhakti rahit. When praying, I was saying, this was not the proper prayer Maharaj has done, because how can we say nadanam? Money is not needed. How can we pray this? This is not a proper prayer I was singing, because it was, of course, it was a neophyte stage. Then finally I understood, Krishna was everything. He has got all the things. Six opulences. He's a supreme lord. Entire dhanam, entire things, that belongs to Krishna. That we understood after that. It is not that easy. And one more thing, incident I wanted to express, that we had been to, from there we had been to Kirchur Gopinath, Remuna. And all the people we visited, we had the darshan nicely. And we had that kheer also. And finally Maharaj said, here, all our acharyas have come. For Madhavendra Puri, Lord has, he became a thief for the kheer. And he was like that kheer, Chor Gopinath, his name has come because of, for that, for Vaishnava, he did it. And here, Nityananda Prabhu had come, he fainted. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come, fainted. All the acharyas, they come, they faint with devotional service. And we have all about 500 people. None of us are fainted. What is the reason? Prabhupada Maharaj was asking. Very good question, you know. Nobody could give any answer. Then Maharaj only gave the answer. You know, when we enter the temple, we say, Lord, we are coming for 5-10 minutes. After once we take your darshan, our path is different, your path is different. Our agenda is different, your agenda is different. Then Krishna won't please you. You won't get fainted. You won't get that devotion service. There is no special agenda of yours. You have the same agenda what Krishna was wanted. That was the agenda. This, especially I remember, you know, that agenda when it comes, then we really understand nadanam najanam nasundari. Very, very tough thing, but it is possible. And actually, it is a really glory of Parikshit Maharaj. And Parikshit Maharaj, because of him, we got all this Srimad Bhagavatam class. Because of Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna arranged that. And because of Arjun, we could get Bhagavad Gita classes. And Bhagavatam class and Bhagavad Gita class, that is going to safeguard us in this age of Kali. This is most important. And specially, in a, even Srivas Thakur's time, our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do kirtan there. But same kirtan was heard by Srivas Thakur's son, and he left the body. But hearing kirtan at the time of departure, the person will go back home, back to God. These are the principles. You have to create that situation. Huh? Here, Ashwatthama, he wanted to do that. Krishna says, kill him. Kill him. Finally, because of Draupadi, Draupadi said, as a mother, I know what feeling this mother Kripi is having, so don't kill him. That was the thing Draupadi had. Because being a mother, I know about it. And then, here, Srila Prabhupada says, it is a responsible of ours to surrendering to Krishna. It is our responsible. It is not like that, just, you know, granted. It is responsible. Just to make our spirit soul properly, you know, liberated in this life only. That's all. It's our responsibility. Once you trust Krishna, and Krishna will give us a proper training, and with the sound vibration of Maha Mantra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come in this age of Kali, and he has given us, he was Patita Pavan Avatar, he gave us all, Krishna is yours, so he gave us Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. That's what Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to say. Manas deho gayo jo kichumura arpila tvapade nanda kishora. Ishavasa midam sarva. This all belongs to you, Lord. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. This conscious we should get. Some or the other, we should get that conscious. Lacking few percent doesn't work. It has to come. Initially it may be 60%, 70%, and finally we have to come to 100%. Then you will get liberated. This has to be. And finally, Prabhupada used to give, you should be fearless. This one word Prabhupada used to give. You should be fearless. Then, you know, always whenever I give some class, there is a very auspicious occasion comes, I don't know, some or the other. That was also 11th November 1976. Prabhupada was giving the class. That was given because it was even in diary of Harishauri also it is given, and also in conversation also it is given. The same day. Because what happens, there are two devotees, Matajis, they come to Prabhupada. And they come, and because what happens, they are the initiated devotees. One is Manisha Devi, other one is Antardhyan Devi. Antardhyan is a mother, Manisha is the daughter. Actually, this Manisha, she is suffering from terminal illness of leukemia, cancer. And they have come to stay in Vrindavan, it was in Vrindavan. And then when she met Manisha, she started crying. When she started crying, Prabhupada was writing something, then he said, no, don't cry. It is okay. Don't worry about it. But she was not stopping. Then Prabhupada stopped everything And you know, immediately what he said?
What do you think? Why you are crying? Everyone is going to die. Even I am going to die. Your mother is going to die. Everyone is going to die. Huh? Who is going to live here? Somebody is living and you are living, you are dying. No. Everyone is going to die. Today or tomorrow.
Very, very important thing. Huh? As a guru, Prabhupada was giving. Huh? Everyone will die.
And why that should be anxiety? Don't go on any anxiety. You chant the holy name of Krishna. Chant the holy name. Huh? Anyone who has come to this world, they have to die. They will die. Today or tomorrow. Huh? So you are not a tree standing. Otherwise you will be standing so many thousands of years. But here you can chant. You are not a tree. Now you understood the time is less. You chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. There's no formula. You have to chant the holy name. Prepare it. Krishna will take care. And immediately her mother said she is worried that Yamadutas will come to. No, forget about Yamaduta. Chant Hare Krishna. Always think of Krishna. That's all. And you'll be fearless. The moment mother and daughter, she stopped it. She has come to certain soothing effect. And next day, Prabhupada gave advance this Bhagavatam class, same in Vrindavan. That time she came and, Manisha, she came and hearing Bhagavatam class. Prabhupada said, if you are advanced in devotional service, there is no taste in this material world. If you are advanced in devotional service, there is no taste in this material world. If you have any taste in the material world, means you are not advanced. Everyone, then Prabhupada seeing her, everyone has to die. Very serious thing. Huh? Success is Ante Narayana Smriti. You have to remember Krishna. Narayana Smriti. Devotee have no fear for death. There is no competition about death. He died yesterday. I have little time. It is not a competition. Your day also will come. Don't show any competition in death. Prabhupada's word is so beautiful, you know. You will think I am better than him. Because I am still living. Is that? No. This will come. This death will come. You. And he said, the advice for everyone is that take the shelter of Krishna and become fearless and go back home, back to God. And that girl was asking one question. If we don't complete our spiritual life, Swamiji, what will happen? Very good question she asked. Prabhupada said, you have to come back again. But you will come in a species, human species. You have to chant it again. Krishna will give all the arrangement. He will do that. And you have to come back again. You will come in a human species. And again you have to chant. So better try to complete because you have got the time now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare. If you don't do that, you will be like cats and dogs. Dvipada Pashu. You had two-legged animal. This is most important. This is emergency. Please take it. And this is given by Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga. And same Krishna protecting everyone. How he protected all the people who has taken shelter of Krishna. And whatever he speaks, that is the truth, is absolute truth. He has given for us in this Kali Yuga to chant the holy name, make our life perfect. Because it is really shocking. We forget death may come at any time. Finished this, that His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj said, two things you have to forget, two things you have to remember, 24 hours. You all may be knowing.
two things of forgetting is that somebody did unfavorable things, you should forget. And you did something favorable things to the others, that also you have to forget. Otherwise, entire movie is going on your mind. मैंने उनका ऐसा ऐसा किया, मेरे को आज ऐसा ऐसा किया. No. You have to forget the two things. Unfavorable things and favorable things. Both you have to forget. Remembering things, 24 hours you have to remember, you are not alone. Supreme Lord Krishna is there within you. 24 hours. So close as Paramatma. He is monitoring everything. He is doing everything. He is arranging everything. He makes us fearless. Everything. Such, take a shelter. Sharanagati lelo. Second thing, death may come at any time. These two things we have to remember. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is what all acharyas have given. It will take some time for our realization, but somehow or the other, the truth is truth. We have to, it is a compulsion for us to take the path of devotional service, and Krishna will automatically arrange everything. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram.